בוקר טוב רבותיי, יום שני בשבת קודש. Today is יום שלישי, sorry, יום שלישי בשבת קודש, ג' בניסן, big stuff. So, we were אהבת חסד, מידת הנדיבות. Yeah, here we go. On page קופמם, ועיקר בזה, we were talking about loving and pursuing חסד, ועיקר בזה הוא הרגש הלב. שאוהב חסד ולכן לא יצפה שאחר יעשה במקומו אלא שיעשה הוא בעצמו. There are certain situations where chesed opportunities arise. Now there's two kinds of people out there. There are people that I know it needs to get done, you know, somebody has a flat tire, somebody needs a favor, but I wish that somebody else would do it so that I can do my own stuff, versus no, I want to be the one to do the chesed. That's, you know, redifat chesed. וכמו כן ייזהר שלא יהיה קשוח בשעה שנותן, שלא יתנשא על המקבל בגלל הנתינה שלו, כי צריך שיהיה לו לב רך וטוב. Even when you're doing chesed, don't have an attitude. Some people, you know, some people do chesed, but with an attitude. Don't do that, A. And B, don't condescend, like, make the person feel, yeah, you know, you really owe me big for this one, and, you know, you're going to take it to the grave, and, you know what I'm saying? Do chesed, pursue chesed, low profile.
What if the guys that wouldn't be learning anyways, the guys told him to do it so I could learn more?
No.
Example, like setting up a Shabbat operation. Like, you set it up and I'm going to learn it. Or is it?
Meaning your learning is worthless.
They're learning anyways.
Huh? What if they want to learn? Oh, you're saying they wouldn't be learning?
Yeah.
There's still mitzvah to do chesed begufo at some point. You can't be niftar from your chiyuv to do chesed. You know, there's a time. It's like those guys who go home for ben hazmanim, and then their mother asks them to go shopping, and they're like, no. I'm super stark. I learn all the time. No, mom. You go shopping. Ze rasha. Ze doeg adomi. Torato min ha-safa ve-lachut. What are you doing? You got what I'm saying? That's like a really, really high, sophisticated level idiot. Torah is that. Torah is chesed. V'torat chesed al lishona. They go hand in hand. It's got to be limits, obviously. If you're looking for opportunities, you know, you have your, like, you're sitting down to learn and you have your chaverim thing, like, at your ear waiting to get out of, say, there's a... No, that's like a bench warmer. That's not a bentero. I'm saying there's obviously there's people who do chesed for a living. That's great. But I'm saying there's time to learn and there's time to do chesed and there's time to daven. You know, like those people who are too stark to come to shachars. I learn. I'm just too stark for you, huh? Yishim, yeah. Remember, I may not know much. But I'm a lamdan. Anyway, but don't be too stark for yourself. Just do holistic avodat Hashem. Torah, tefillah, gminut chasadim. You know, well-rounded. If you're Rashbi v'chaverav, if you're Rabbi Shimon v'chaverav, they be'emet, they were toratan u'manutan, so they are patur mitfilah. That's true. That's absolutely true. But you know what I'm saying? You're not that stark. You know what I'm saying? Like, take it easy. Now, it says Viter. Yes, Yonatan? Usually comes by stark outs. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to overcompensate for years of batala and shtuyot. So then they become too stark for humanity. You know what I'm talking about? And then that starkite becomes abnormal. What are you doing? And it gets like quirky. You know what I'm saying? Like stark out sometimes get quirky. It's good to stark out. It's good to be a BT. That's all good. But like, go with the flow. Don't be a quirk.
Rabbi, isn't it also a thing if you can learn or is there a chesed that only you could do? You're supposed to do.
Absolutely, yeah. If it's there's halachot for when you're mevatel Torah, mitzvah overit. If it's a mitzvah overit, you have to go do the mitzvah. If you're not going to be or mitzvah she'ei efshar la'asota al yedei acherim, mitzvah that cannot be done by anybody. No, you have to go and be mevatel Torah and do the mitzvah and then come back to learn.
Is that called mevatel Torah?
No, that's part of Talmud Torah is kiyum ha-mitzvot. So if it's a mitzvah, that's a mitzvah overit, and or mitzvah she'eh afshar la'asotah al-yedei acherim, I wouldn't call that Talmud Torah, but that's Kiyuma Torah, because part of Kiyuma Torah is Kiyuma Mitzvot. Yes? You're going home now for Ben Azmanim. Right? The Chazon Ish famously said that just like Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, you start learning Ilchot Pesach, Shloshim Yom Kodem Ben Azmanim, he says you have to start learning Ilchot Kibud Avayim. To do Chazara and Ilchot Kibud Avayim. Chazon Ish said that. Let's talk. And just think about, like, sometimes people are small-minded. You're going home. You're with your family, friends, whatever, and they haven't seen you for a while, or, you know. And then you come back from yeshiva, and you're like, you're supposed to be this quintessential Ben Taira. And then you're coming home like, no, I don't do help. I do shtark. You know what I'm saying? How does that make the Torah look? How does that make B'nai Torah look? Be shtark but relatable. That's what they say about me, stark but relatable. Yeah. You know what somebody called me the other day? I was not up all night, but I was thinking about it like for a long, long time. Somebody came and was like, Rebbe, you're the Ben Shapiro of Halacha. I don't know what that means exactly, but is that like Halacha doesn't care about your feelings? Nachon? I guess. It's true. That's a true statement. I mean, if it's a...
Are you happy about that statement?
I didn't really know what to make of it. I'm like, yeah. I'm like... I don't know. Okay, fine. Shomer Torah Mitzvot?
Oh, Ben Shapiro?
Yeah.
He
doesn't
have a beer, I see. I don't
have
a beer,
but
he doesn't have
a
beer.
Oh, he's in the beer. Okay. Yeah. Isn't he from L.A.? Or he moved? I don't know. Okay, bye, Tim.
Picture from BRS.
So he says... If you're tzar ayin, you're like stingy with your chesed, and shamayim, they act to you the same way. Midah keneged midah. You want shefa. Everybody wants shefa. Right? Shtel. You want shamayim to shtel for you, you got to shtel for others. Shefa. כמו שמספרים על בן שראה את סבא שלו מחוץ לבית, רועד מקור, בא לאביו וסיפר לו, אמר לו, אביו, יש בעליית הגג מכנסיים, לך תביא לו. הילד הלך, וקראו לשניים ובא לאביו. גר בו אביו, מה עשית? והבן ענה, חצי יתן לסבא, וחצי ישמור לך כשתהיה זקן ואגרש אותך מהבית. ודרך הצחות אמר, על כגונדה מנת כפיד, כבדינה בעדה. This is an interesting משל. A grandson saw his grandfather outside of the house, freezing, shivering, and he came to his father, who was inside, and he told him, Abba, Saba's outside, he's shivering from cold. He says, yeah, go upstairs in the attic, there's a pair of pants, go bring it to him, whatever, go bring a pair of sweatpants. So the kid cut it in half, turned it into shorts. So the father's like, what are you doing? He says, no, don't worry, Abba. I'm going to give Saba half now when he's freezing. And then later on, when you get old and I grow up and I kick you out of the house, I'll save the other half for you. Mic drop. Midah keneged midah. That's how it works. Kibud avayim is big time. It's galgal achozer. Mamash, I heard from my rebbeim. Badukum nuse. Mamash, badukum nuse. Every single time. The way you treat your parents will be the way your children treat you. Exactly. It doesn't change. Try it. Yeah. We're all going to get old. We're all going to, Bezat Hashem, you know, live and be well at Mevi Asrim. And there's going to be times where we need to be taken care of and tended to and whatever. Remember that. That's not why we do it. But remember, Galgal Chuzir Ba'olam. Don't think, you know what I'm saying? Kasher Asa, Ken Ya'ase Lo. Mamash, Midah Keneged Midah. By parenthood, it's like, it happens every single time. Watch, remember how you treated your parents, and watch, you know, just expect it to happen back to you. Now, ולכן הנתינה תהיה בעין טובה. כמו סופר בגמרא, when you do נתינה, when you give generously. Not only money, but anything you do, any chesed, be generous. Shtel, shefa, be mashpia on others. The Gemara says, מסכת כתובות, מור עוקבה, הווה עניה בשבבותי, דבר רגיל לשדורי לארבע מאה זוזי כל מעלי יומד חיפורה. There was an ani in the neighborhood of Morukva. And his minhag was, he gave him 400 zuz every Erev Yom Kippur. Yom achad shadrinu nehele biyad bere, ata amar le la tzarich. Amar mai chazita, chazad kamizalfe le yayin yashan, amar mefaneku lehai, aifinu shadrinu nehele. Says, one time Morukva sent his son to give the 400 zuz to the ani. And the son came back with the money. He says, no, Abba, he doesn't need it. He doesn't need it. Why? He says, why doesn't he need it? He says, no, they're using old aged wine. They're sprinkling it in front of him like for a good smell or whatever, which means that he was actually of means. He says, oh. Morukva said, I didn't realize that was his lifestyle. He doubled the amount. He sent it back with 800 zuz. He says he needs even more. Which means what? He gave. Shtel. That's the way a person should look. We'll continue tomorrow. Let's go to 3.